This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. Unlocking the future, Tesla's roadmap to a $3.6 billion EV revenue in India by 2030. Elon Musk is set to visit India to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi, with plans to invest in the electric vehicle, or EV, space. Experts predict Tesla could generate a staggering $3.6 billion in revenue from Indian EV sales by the year 2030. This marks a significant step for Tesla and for India's growing market in sustainable transportation. Moving to our next topic, we dive into a major political development impacting the Indian National Congress. In a significant setback for the Congress party, assets worth over 751 crore rupees connected to the controversial National Herald case have been confirmed attached by the PMLA adjudicating authority. The Enforcement Directorate issued an attachment order in November 2023. Operating under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, this decisive action stems from an investigation initiated upon a complaint by Subramanian Swamy. Highlighting the seriousness of the allegations against the Congress. With these developments unfolding, the implications for the Congress party could be far-reaching, marking a turning point in the ongoing National Herald case saga. Moving to our next topic, we have some exciting news for the tech and automotive enthusiasts. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is planning a trip to India later this month. The primary purpose of his visit is to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. What's really exciting is the anticipation that Musk will announce Tesla's investment plans in India during his visit. This could mark a significant milestone for the electric vehicle industry in the country. So, stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. Moving to our next topic, we delve into a stern warning from Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding India's unwavering stance against terrorism. PM Modi highlighted, "India will hunt down terrorists, no matter where they hide." This comes in light of citing significant actions like the Uri surgical strike and the Balakot airstrike, showcasing India's proactive measures against terrorism under the BJP's decade-long rule. Modi's claims reinforce the message that terrorists are consistently targeted within their bases, underscoring India's commitment to combating terrorism with full force and precision. Moving to our last topic of today's episode, a fascinating development in the tech world. India dominates the global Web3 scene, with over 1,000 startups spearheading innovation. This is according to the latest report that shines a light on India's position as a global leader in Web3 adoption. The country is not just a busy hub for these pioneering companies, but it also boasts a staggering over 35 million traders. Furthermore, India now holds the highest share of blockchain developers among emerging markets, with 12% in 2022, surging up from a mere 3% in 2018. Truly, India is setting a brisk pace in the race towards a decentralized internet.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.